Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, some more terrible news, this time out of the United States. And that was just yesterday that the Supreme Court of the United States handed down a judgment that a lethal poison called mifepristone, which is taken as a tablet, can be sent by mail. And that will be sent to all 50 states. So there were two organizations that profited from this murderous pill. They had argued their case in the Supreme Court, and unfortunately they won. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I've not studied US law, but it's blatantly obvious that sending a deadly poison is illegal. So this poison is intended to kill people, and it does, in the huge numbers. It's a breach of the Chemical Weapons Convention, which the United States has signed and ratified, as in to manufacture, to store, to transship, to administer poisons to human beings. That is against domestic and international law, and they're going on. And obviously, there's this cognitive dissonance. Some people will pretend that their victims are not victims. We dip into criminology, although it's called the denial of victim. And all commissioners of genocide always tell themselves that their victims are not people, that they're effectively vermin, or they're a disease. And this is about cleansing their filth. This is a matter of health care. And obviously, this is no exception. You look at genocides throughout recorded history, and that's what they do. So it's a terrible, very dispiriting decision. So a lower court had blocked this, and the use of Orwellian euphemistic language about the murders that are perpetrated. Now, bravo to Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, who dissented. Whatever the legal reasoning, the moral reasoning is crystal clear. An unjust law is no law at all. Should we have upheld the law when slavery was lawful in the United States? Should we have upheld the law when there was sort of marital rape was lawful, or whatever, or sort of marrying prepubescent girls or something? Patently not. So people have the right to resist the most outrageous injustice. I know it's debatable what's justice, what's unjust, and so on, how much of an abridgment of freedom is sometimes warranted, but there are cases absolutely crystal clear. And the majority do not have the right to be wrong. We see mob rule, and it's worse. So this is demagoguery. So rabble-rousing politicians, they will rally the mob who are baying for blood of the weakest members of our society, those who can't defend themselves, those who can't speak up for them, infants, literally voiceless in Latin, and who can't run away, the most innocent people of all. And then people tell themselves that these murders are not murders at all. So in Louisiana, they actually began to value their children, and they said, no, we're not having these deadly poisons sent into our state because this is going to murder our kids. Even if the mother wants to do so, it's still wrong. So the Food and Drug Administration was trying to say, yes, you have to have this deadly poison there. And it's obviously violative of Louisiana's state's rights. It has the right to pass laws to protect girls and boys, including those who are in utero. Each of these people are illegal person recognized by Louisiana law. At least they're right on that one. And the profiteers from these murders, unsurprisingly, they didn't want to miss out on their blood money. So it's a dangerous drug, and women end up in hospital when they try to murder their children like this. Obviously, they deserve no sympathy. Since about 4 years ago, almost 4 years ago, when the United States Supreme Court rightfully overthrew Roe versus Wade. Now, if you supported Miss Roe, I mean, real name Norma McCorvey, well, her daughter's still alive. Are you going to go and murder her? She's the same person that someone wanted to kill way back in the late 1960s. The ruling was 1973. So, I mean, had Miss Roe got her way, her daughter would have been killed. Well, you can implement that now. That's a late abortion, a very, very, very late abortion. But if you're a very pro-choice person, you do that. No choice of the victim, of course. You see the mental gymnastics that these abortionists go through to pretend that their human beings are not human or that they're not alive. What is it? Can you only kill someone because the person is alive? Like, you can't kill a stone or a non-living person. Oh, it's a clump of cells. We're all made up of cells. That doesn't dehumanize you. And so it's a Cerites paradox. How many cells do you have to be a human being? Is it trillions? Or the only answer is, the only logical answer is one. As soon as you've got a cell, that is a human being, you're a human cell. One of my abortionist friends was trying to say, oh, come on, that is preposterous. How about, George, when your hair falls off or your skin cells, or which doesn't kill me or do me any harm at all. If you took away all my cells or enough cells to kill me, then yeah, we'd be talking about something different. The whole point is to destroy this person, to deprive him or her of sustenance, of oxygen, and so on, and that's murder. Cutting an adult off from oxygen to the point of death would rightly be regarded as murder. Cutting an adult off from nutrition until the point of death would also be seen as murder, and it is. So, but because these people are very little and they can't advocate for themselves, people pretend that it's not. So they're very bloodthirsty, selfish people who are too tight-fisted to look after their children. And I blame the fathers as much as the mothers. And there's an abortion industry. There's a very powerful vested interest who make an awful lot of money after off murdering kids, and so they don't want to let it go. Surprise, surprise. And they've effectively taken over schools, universities, hospitals, the medical profession, the judiciary, the police, really everything. The army, the navy, the air force, the marines in the US, who carry out these murders against the children of their own servicewomen and servicemen. Obviously, the children are not inside the father, but they're inside the mother. And I hear all these daft arguments to say that this is that, well, there's no operation on a male body, you would ban, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, because there's no operation on a man's body that kills somebody else. There's no medicine you can give to a man that would kill somebody else. I mean, it might kill him, but it won't kill his daughter or son, and so forth. So you're not comparing like with like. Well, a man, you shouldn't tell a woman what to do with her body. Well, I'm not telling what to do with somebody else's body, because the person who's really impacted by this is not the mother, it's her daughter or son. Okay? And these children are alive. By any definition, they're respiring quite soon. They have heartbeats, they're thinking, they've got their own brain waves, and they respond to external stimuli, to music. They'll be dancing in the womb, Taylor Swift. And yes, I appreciate her music, but she's still an evil bitch advocating for the murder of children, and her youngest fans will be dancing in utero to her music before they get killed. It's not just something for you to think about. Wow. But if we ban this, it won't stop abortion. No, it won't. It'll reduce it an awful lot. I mean, the US outlawed slavery a very long time ago. It's not to say nobody gets enslaved, but it's far, far fewer. Like most problems, it may not be soluble entirely, but we could reduce it very drastically. We've outlawed the murder of adults. No, it doesn't prevent it in every case, but imagine what happened if we didn't. We've outlawed rape very rightly. It doesn't mean it's never going to happen, but it does reduce it an awful lot. So this is really is a specious argument. And then they try to morally blackmail me about these women who've died having these back alley abortions or whatever, these backstreet abortions. Well, first of all, forced to. They're not forced to. The whole thing is keep telling me it's a choice. Well, that's her stupid fault. Don't do it then. That's how dangerous it is. Okay, she may be poor. She may be in a very difficult situation. The mother and father created this very difficult situation. It's for them to deal with. They had to bring this child up. I mean, I remember such a murderer saying, "Oh, well, I was 17 and I didn't want to continue the cycle of poverty." Okay, you didn't have to raise your child. You didn't have to murder child. You weren't going to be killed, and now your kid is. So she did it for entirely self-interested reasons. At least she didn't have the temerity to claim it was healthcare. It's not a matter of health. Oh, continue this pregnancy against her will is bad for her health. Well, it's not actually. I mean, it's not a disease. Okay, might worry her, might stress her out, but not to the point of killing her. I mean, there's no comparison. We know that pregnancy is actually good for a woman's health. Like, women who've given birth at least once, they live longer than those who never give birth. And they're better mental health, and they're far less likely to commit suicide, and so on. So, there are all sorts of completely bogus arguments that advanced. It's not your choice. I remember a child murderer screaming at me. Well, first of all, yes, I didn't make that choice. But when you say nobody has the right to make that choice, baby's body, baby's choice. Yes, it is a choice. This is not justificatory of it. All acts of violence and abuse are choices, right? Not all choices are permissible. And rightly so. But these people aren't pro-abortion, they're only pro-choice. Well, they are. There's a distinction without a difference. There's an option that they want there that I want to take away, unless it's genuinely to save the mother's life. If there was really other no other way to save a mother's life, then do it. That was allowed even before abortion was generally legalized. They come up with the rarest of the rare case, remember Kevin Maguire, of all the bad faith arguments saying, what about a girl who's raped by her father and so on? Which is what a revolting scenario. What a sick mind he has to come up with that one. But anyway, so that woman has been through a terrible situation, or indeed, girl, been through a monstrous ordeal. There's no reason to make it worse by murdering a kid. Rape is not improved by murder, is it? Give birth to this child. She can give the child away for adoption. She can keep the child. She may love this child. She might not love this child. But, we don't have the death penalty for rapists, and we shouldn't. And we shouldn't have it for children. That child has the same right to life as you or me, is just as human as everybody else. Whatever the circumstances of conception, whether it's incest or not. And obviously, how do we define that? First cousin? second cousin, third cousin, different cultures define it differently. And I know there's some cultures which I think they're all cultures in which first degree blood relatives regard that as incest. And I know incest is absolutely revolting, but it's not as bad as abortion, right? And people shouldn't be murdered just because of who their parents were. That's the ultimate discrimination. So there are all sorts of bogus arguments advanced for this about a woman's bodily autonomy. But when the child is not even inside the mother, when he or she is an embryo frozen outside, they still want to murder these people. And embryos, they are people. We're all started as out as embryos. So you're a human then as you're human now. You can't have been another species. You're alive then as you are now, even if you're frozen for a long time. These embryos, these people, can be frozen up to 20 years and then put into a mother's womb and develop and be born like you or me. So there's no reason to go around killing them. There's one of the reasons I'm against IVF, because so many children are deliberately destroyed. I'm not against those children implanting children who survive. All right, anyway, do what you can to save children. Thank you. Goodbye.